Coffee with Cudmore.
Light 104.7 and 1570 AM. WVTL.
It is the 150th anniversary of the composition of the bugle call Taps. And we're on the line with Tim Olson from Union College, music professor. How are you doing this morning?
Doing good, thanks.
What's the connection between Taps and Union College in Schenectady?
Well, the composer of Taps, Daniel Butterfield, went to Union College, graduated class of 1849. There also was a building on campus called Butterfield Hall. I think he helped underwrite the construction of that building late in the 1800s, early 1900s. So he has kind of a strong connection with Union College.
Hmm. And what was the circumstance of him writing this bugle call?
I think 1862, he's on a battlefield down in Virginia, and he needed a new call to kind of help signal to his troops that it was time to lights out, go to sleep, and he really wasn't satisfied with the piece that was currently in use, and so he had his bugler sit down with him in the tent, and they just kind of worked out a pattern. They tried it, and it became an instant hit. They were handing out the sheet music to various other buglers in their units, and it really kind of spread like wildfire.
It's interesting. I mean, do you think the Army today depends as much on bugle calls as they did back then?
I'm sure in some circumstances they do, but, you know, they've got email and, you know, satellites and stuff like that, so they've jumped ahead a little bit.
But it really was, or is, a communication device, among other things.
Oh, completely. I mean, they used battle calls in all kinds of circumstances. In fact, one of the pieces that we're going to play on our concert on Saturday is a compilation of bugle calls. It's basically a polka, and each of the different themes is a different bugle call that's kind of worked or woven into the fabric of the music.
A polka, yeah. Okay, very good. Now, General Butterfield, General Daniel Butterfield, mm-hmm. Civil War general, what happened to him?
Well, let's see. He was involved. He became, excuse me, he became, I think, Assistant Secretary of the Treasury late in the 1800s. He was possibly involved in a little scandal involving tipping off people regarding gold, and I think that led to this Black Friday thing. I think people can look it up somewhere, but he went on to have fame in business, and I'm not quite sure politics,
sure.
But he became a person of note, and ironically, he's buried in West Point, and there's a huge monument to him there downstate, even though he never attended West Point. He was such an important person in the U.S. military.
That's something. And did he distinguish himself in the Civil War or not?
I mean, I'm not
sure
totally
that,
convinced. Yeah. I've read some accounts where people weren't completely happy with his work, but he did develop the Taps as well as some other procedures. He helped come up with the idea that different units would wear different insignia or badges, like on their shoulders, so you could kind of tell them apart. So, I mean, he was kind of more of a, I think, behind-the-scenes guy.
Why do you know why it's called Taps?
Might have to do with the snare drum that often accompanies it. It taps out a few notes when it's played in conjunction with the drums.
Hmm. I wonder if Butterfield wrote other music.
Not that I have found. I think Taps just happened to kind of fall into his lap. He really needed music for this particular circumstance in the, you know, the military day, and that's basically
sure.
Where he went. I'm not quite sure he could read or write music, but he knew that he had to put together this bugle call to help kind of motivate his troops.
Now, you've already mentioned this, but let me give you an opportunity to talk about it. This coming Saturday, you will have a performance of Taps and other pieces of music by a man who's really kind of dedicated his life to this sort of thing.
Correct. There's a guy down in Baltimore, D.C. area named Yari Villanueva. He's a retired military veteran, was in the Air Force, and has performed many, many times at Arlington Cemetery, has been very active in also recreating historical Civil War bands and music of other time periods. And we're fortunate to have him come up to Schenectady on Saturday, May 19th, for a concert at 9 o'clock in Memorial Chapel on the Union College campus. He'll be leading a 15-piece brass band in the performance of music from the Civil War, also from late 1800s like Sousa, and early 1900s like George M. Cohen.
Is this open to the public?
Open to the public. It's free. We put this performance together because we wanted to mark the 150th anniversary of TAPS, and this is also Union College's reunion weekend, and we thought this, because Butterfield was such an illustrious alum, that we would plug it into this event, and also their fireworks at 10 o'clock, assuming it doesn't rain out, and that we wanted to kind of make it like a town band concert followed by fireworks, and since the fireworks start at 10, we thought, well, let's plug in a concert at 9 and go the whole nine yards and put it all together.
And there will be other events to commemorate the 150th anniversary, including one the same day at Arlington National Cemetery.
That is correct. Hopefully Yari will make his plane connections, but it turns out May 19th is Armed Forces Day, which is probably why they chose to do this event at Arlington. But basically, buglers are from around the capital region, by capital region, I mean capital region of the United States, are going to gather at Arlington to play TAPS, kind of a massive TAPS sounding, then they're all going to spread out among the various fields of that giant cemetery and play TAPS when they hear the clock strike a certain time. And so visitors will be able to hear some interesting sort of echo TAPS careening around the facility.
And you've written here that TAPS' birthplace was Berkeley Plantation, that in Virginia?
Correct, and there's a multi-day event there with lots of Civil War reenactors and all sorts of cultural events, and that's taking place, I believe, in June.
Mm-hmm. And then buglers will play TAPS on that pedestrian bridge over the Hudson.
Correct, that famous old bridge down in Poughkeepsie that used to be a car bridge has now become a huge park, and they're going to try and have buglers spanning the entire length to sound kind of a massive echo TAPS.
Hmm. And you're organizing, or among the organizers of this event at Union College this Saturday, and it says here you belong to Bugles Across America. What is that?
Correct. That's a group that Yari helped found, another guy named Tom Day, a military guy out in Chicago. basically, military veterans are entitled to honors at their burial, and a lot of times they can't find a live bugler, so they'll play TAPS on kind of a bugle that has a little device inside that plays a recording of TAPS, and so the person who doesn't even have to play the bugle, they hold this instrument up to their lips, they push a button, and this pre-recorded TAPS comes out of the end of the bugle, and sometimes it malfunctions, sometimes it gets stuck in the middle, sometimes it just doesn't play at all, and so a few people got together and said, well, let's try and get volunteer buglers to learn TAPS and to sort of have it in their repertoire and to get a network of buglers together who can be on call to play at burials of military veterans. And, of course, the Greatest Generation is going right before our eyes. And so I forget how many funerals there are a day of military veterans. And so Steve Weiss, who's one of my colleagues who's helping put this event together, he's been very, very active. He has time in his schedule. He plays a lot of funerals locally, and basically we get emails saying where the event is, the time period, et cetera. And so members of Bugles Across America will run out with their instrument, and members range in age from like junior high school kids to senior citizens, 60s, 70s, 80s. People sometimes have learned the bugle or the trumpet just in order to take part in this group, but I think it's a great way to honor and respect our military veterans, just to sort of add a little extra touch to the ceremony. I mean, I work as a professional musician, and music has such a strong component, adds such a strong component to our rituals and our events, that I think having canned music as opposed to live music is very disappointing and disheartening. And when you hear the live bugle call, it really puts the final touch on the ceremony, I think.
And this Saturday, 9 o'clock, Memorial Chapel, Union College campus in Schenectady, Yari Villanueva, who's a well-known, retired Air Force musician, will head a brass band that will perform TAPS and other tunes. And we're going to go out with TAPS as performed by Mr. Villanueva, correct, from his website?
Great, thank you.
All right, thank you very much. Tim Olson, professor of music at Union College.